Here's a sure sign that the left is collapsing. Media Matters for America, founded by David Brock in 2004, finds itself teetering on the edge of collapse as it grapples with a staggering $15 million in legal fees stemming from lawsuits initiated by Elon Musk. The left's Marxist watchdog, long known for harassing media that reveals too much about the left's corruption, has inevitably been decimated by financial blows from multiple fronts, while its fair-weather friends scatter. Media Matters' slow race to dissolution deepened following a November 2023 report by Media Matters claiming that advertisements on X were appearing alongside pro-Nazi content, a claim that sparked a massive $75 million advertiser exodus from X. This controversy ignited Musk's lawsuit, alleging the organization deliberately manipulated the platform's algorithm to create a false narrative, damaging X's reputation and revenue. The fallout left Media Matters calling the lawsuit frivolous, causing Media Matters to file a motion to dismiss, which was denied. A countersuit battle has now spread to a California court in a desperate attempt by Media Matters to block X's lawsuits in Ireland and Singapore, alleging these are part of a vendetta-driven campaign to punish Media Matters. Now Media Matters is being hit from all sides as legal and financial pressures mount. The Federal Trade Commission's May 2025 investigation into alleged illegal collusion to reduce X's revenue, combined with earlier probes by Texas and Missouri attorneys general, has run up a tab on Media Matters of $15 million in legal fees, forcing layoffs and operational cuts. Big donors like George Soros, the Tides Foundation, and the NEA are nowhere to be found. Fundraising struggles and advocacy hesitancy have further strained the organization, which has considered closure as a last resort, according to internal documents from a New York Times report. But Media Matters publicly denies plans to shut down. Hubris is a heavy drug, and its supplier, the left's corporate power structure, is rapidly collapsing.
We're getting to the point now the left is entering the era of sedition, insurrection, but in the last week, it's become surreal. We had this Democratic official, Sadie Perkins, and she posted that she was almost happy that we lost over 100 people, the majority of them children, this flash flood in Texas. She said they were all white and therefore they were discriminatory. I've never seen anything like it. It's very, very, very disturbing. We've had now two organized assassination attempts of ICE agents who are just following the law. Why is it happening? We've said in the past that part of it is that the Democratic agenda nobody wanted. As a result of that, they lost the Congress, they lost the White House, they lost, of course, the Supreme Court. So they don't have any power, so they're frustrated. In the first administration, Donald Trump addressed symptoms of the progressive project. This time, he's dealing with the symptoms, and the left is saying, oh my gosh, Donald Trump is starting to address our left-wing monopoly. If he were to be successful, we would collapse, dissipate, disintegrate.
Media Matters simply represents the internal chaos of the FAFOed Democratic Party. The Democrat Party's approval ratings have plummeted to historic lows, with only 27% of registered voters viewing them positively, according to an NBC News poll. The party's reliance on elite-driven, focus-group-tested horse pucky has alienated voters. Furthermore, this greedy, narcissistic gerontocracy has damaged future generations, obliterating the American dream. And as the Corporation for Public Broadcasting propaganda machine goes down like the Titanic, and Act Blue is investigated for foreign donations, and the Golden Goose USAID is no longer funding the Democrats' NGO network, undermining the United States sovereignty, the Democratic Party has become a shadow of its former self and will eventually be crushed by American providence. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
All right, folks, we have a very, very big Friday show for you today. This is the American Journal. We'll be back on the other side with your daily dispatch. We got Gary Franchi in studio with us. Very big interview there. We're going to be honoring Ron Paul ahead of his 90th birthday this weekend.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. I used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue, my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
It's Friday, August 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2025. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Friday morning from the InfoWars headquarters here in Austin, Texas. We got a very big show for you today. We actually did a pre-recorded interview with Gary Franchi of Next News Network. It went very well. We filmed it yesterday as Mr. Franchi is on his way to Ron Paul's 90th birthday party. The man is turning 90 years old this weekend. And he's still making podcasts. And he's still commenting with, you know, perfect clarity on the modern political world. A modern miracle, I would say. I'm going to be going to that, too. Very excited. Hopefully we get to meet a lot of people in the sector. It seems like a real who's who of the whole liberty movement is going to be there. And we're going to spend some time today looking back on the career of Dr. Ron Paul, celebrating his legendary influence in American politics, which really laid the groundwork for so much of what we're seeing and experiencing today, including Donald Trump himself. It is happening, folks. And frankly, we got to appreciate Ron Paul while we have him. The man is 90 years old. I mean, we might only have another 20 or 30 years with the man. So we really got to appreciate it and show the respect that he deserves. So we're going to take a little walking tour through his career and show you some of his greatest hits to, again, just show honor and respect to the godfather of this movement. I think for his birthday, we should end the Fed. I think he deserves, as a little birthday present, us ending the Federal Reserve. What do you guys think? I think we should do it for him. We can wrap it up nice. We got a lot of videos to show you, and it's going to be a fun show today. I'll maybe open up phone lines for calls in the second hour. We'll play it by ear, but we'll begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Friday, the 8th of August, 2025. FBI ousts top official involved in January 6 prosecutions. Former FBI acting director Brian Driscoll is among those being forced out by the Bureau. The FBI has pushed out at least three senior officials involved in cases connected with the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot, telling them to leave by Friday without giving them a specific reason, the Post has confirmed. However, if you look at the gentleman's official portrait, I don't think that mustache is regulation. I'm just saying, if you wanted an excuse to oust him from the FBI, I think looking like he cosplays as a pirate would be enough. Personally, for me, you want to uphold those standards. I mean, you know, in like the 50s, they had to wear a hat. They all had to wear the same color suit. Now you're up here with a Satan style goatee. I don't know. It's all collapsing. No, it's Brian Driscoll, former acting FBI director, Steve Jensen, acting director in charge of the Washington field office, and Special Agent Walter Giardina are all being forced out as part of a purge that's expected to include other key officials in the bureau. Driscoll, who served as acting director before Kash Patel and was confirmed earlier this year, revealed his firing in an email to employees reported by NBC, saying, quote, "Last night I was informed that tomorrow will be my last day in the FBI. I understand you may have a lot of questions regarding why, for which I currently have no answers. No cause has been articulated at this time." He's come under fire from allies of President Trump earlier this year after aggressively pushing back against pressure to oust agents who'd handled Capitol riot cases. He was fired just short of retirement and therefore is not able to collect a full pension. that's good. No, that's good. That's just, it's good. That's good. That's very good. That's very good. The type of person to use his power to insist that the Capitol riot prosecutions go forward. Yeah, I suspect he shouldn't just be fired. He probably should have his hard drive seized. Let's just say that. Meanwhile, U.S. offers $50 million reward for Nicolas Maduro's arrest. Okay, on October 7th, 2025, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced that the DOJ and State Department are offering a $50 million reward for information leading to the arrest of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Okay, I don't know what he said, but it must have been really anti-Semitic. Having been accused of narco-terrorism, Maduro remains in power as the U.S. announced a $50 million reward recently, Bondi said. What happened to Gallardo or whatever that? But I thought Juan Gallardo was the president of Nicaragua or whatever. But wait a second, Venezuela, I mean. Who was that guy? Who was that guy that Donald Trump introduced at the State of the Union as the president of Venezuela? Are you telling me that was just some guy? That wasn't the president of Venezuela? That was just some CIA operative? You introduced as the president of Venezuela for some reason? Amid ongoing pressure on the Venezuelan regime, the initiative underscores efforts to target corruption and human rights abuses as Maduro remains in power despite U.S. sanctions and indictments. Okay, what? I mean, what is there even to say about this? I almost don't even want to search it. I don't even want to know the answer. But I gotta ask, what did Venezuela do to Israel? I gotta wonder. What do we think the odds are? I mean, I've not looked into this story. I have not searched this. What do you think the odds are that if we search Venezuela and Israel, we're gonna see something about how Venezuela is doing something anti-Israel? What do we think the odds are? Should we do it? Should we do it live? Venezuela, Israel. Uh-oh. The first response, U.S. increases award for west of Venezuela's Maduro. Drug charges. Was among the first to denounce Israel's ongoing genocide in Gaza and its aggression. Okay. Caracas welcomed the Iran-Israel ceasefire and called for regional denuclearization in West Asia. This is a little cheat code. When the U.S. does something that's kind of inexplicable, that kind of doesn't make any sense, is costing us a ton of money, and is in some way imposing on another people, you can pretty much assume it's because they did something that Israel doesn't like, and so we're going to punish them now. Again, I mean, this is the first I saw of this, and just as I'm reading it, I'm like, this, why would they do this? Why would they offer $50 million to get this guy? What is even the point of that? What is our relationship with Venezuela that this guy is the center of? And just as I'm reading it, it's like, it's Israel, isn't it? It's probably got something to do with Israel, if I had to guess, because I can't figure out what exactly the official claim is. Following the announcement, U.S. officials said the reward aims to elicit actionable intelligence from individuals with direct knowledge of Maduro's operations. It's the initiative to underscore efforts to target corruption and human rights abuses as Maduro remains in power despite sanctions and U.S. indictments. Yeah, human rights abuses, guys. No, it's not. I mean, what's weird about it? It's a $50 million reward because of the human rights abuses. That's a firm stance America has. I mean, if we see human rights abuses going on around the world, I mean, you know, it's a blank check from us. I mean, whatever it costs to stop the human rights abuses. And that's just what we're going to do. We'll carry that weight. We'll bear that burden. Because God forbid human rights abuses exist around the world while America is in charge. Anyway, the starvation campaign does continue in Gaza. Is it really that hard? So the first thing that pops up, the story from last month, we propose advancing the creation of a nuclear weapons-free zone in West Asia and calling the UN Security Council to implement a mechanism for nuclear disarmament in Israel, whose secret arsenal poses a serious threat to the regional and global security, the statement said. The missive condemned Israel's sustained impunity in refusing to allow International Atomic Energy Agency inspections, as well as its refusal to comply with the Treaty on Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons. The Venezuelan-led would-be initiative likewise aims to achieve the recognition of Palestinian people's rights to a sovereign state, with East Jerusalem as its capital and refugees' rights to return to their land. In a separate statement issued on Tuesday, the Maduro government reiterated the need for a global peace summit to be hosted in a West Asian country and collectively led by the Arab League, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, the Gulf Cooperation Council, and BRICS. We affirm that lasting peace in the region will be impossible without a just resolution to the Palestinian cause in accordance with United Nations resolution. Yeah, so this article is basically just listing the, human rights abuses that Maduro's committing. How did I know? Meanwhile, Disney and Lucasfilms settle Gina Carano lawsuit, signal desire to work with actress again. An agreement has reportedly been reached between Disney, Lucasfilm, and former Mandalorian actress Gina Carano after she sued over her 2021 firing from the Star Wars series. Do y'all remember this one? Do y'all remember what she was fired for? Do y'all remember? I remember. It was because she said that the dehumanization that was happening during COVID was reminiscent of the opening developments of the Holocaust. Pretty sure that's what it was. Which, you know, it's one of the, you think you understand cancel culture, and then somebody gets canceled for comparing the modern world to the Holocaust, and you're like, but that's all you people do. But that's all you do 24/7 is talk about how much like the Holocaust this is. But Gina Carano did it and she got fired for it. Why? Because she was being accurate. She was actually expressing genuine and well-founded concern about the fact that worldwide, you know, governmental policy was being used to literally dehumanize people. To the point that you had Americans calling for their fellow Americans to be put in a camp, have their children taken away from them and forcibly injected with an experimental shot, or else be denied hospital care and health care and food. So a little bit more like the Holocaust, like a little bit more reminiscent or similar to the Holocaust than things like building a wall between the U.S. and Mexico, right? But there's a different reason that they're settling this, we think. The speculation abounds, but there may be more to this than they say. In a statement to Variety, a Lucasfilm spokesperson says, the Walt Disney Company and Lucasfilm are pleased to announce that we have reached an agreement with Gina Carano to resolve her issues, her pending lawsuit against the companies. Ms. Carano was always well respected by her directors, co-stars, and staff, and she worked hard to protect her craft while treating her colleagues with kindness and respect. With the lawsuit concluded, we look forward to identifying opportunities to work together with Ms. Carano in the near future. So they came to this agreement. And a lot of people are suggesting that this was it in an effort to avoid discovery. So basically, Disney was faced with the question, would you rather admit you were wrong, pay this gigantic settlement, and apologize to Gina Carano, or else we need to take a look at your email server? And they said, and who do we make it out to? And I'm sorry, who do we make out the astonishingly large check to, so we don't have to show what we talk about behind the scenes? So she says, were my questions about masks, lockdown, and forced vaccines okay to ask and push the subject in the light? Should we have been allowed to publicly discuss those topics at a time without being harassed or censored? Absolutely. Again, just absolutely ridiculous, absolutely absurd that this ever happened. And again, it's like, it just shows how just utterly arbitrary the entire cancel culture thing is and how utterly insane everybody went in 2020. She got canceled for saying this is like the Holocaust. Not even this is like the Holocaust, but the same argument that's made 10 million times in every possible chance that the leftists get. When Donald Trump is like, I don't think that USAID needs to be paying for gay porn in Uganda. And they're like, you know, this is how the Holocaust started. You know, the Holocaust didn't start with the people in gas chambers. You know, it started with withdrawing funds for homosexual transgender research. So just saying, I'm just saying Trump is Hitler and we're headed down a very dangerous path and never, and hashtag never again, okay? I mean, that's 95 to 98% of the leftist argument. And then somebody gets canceled for it because they relate it to COVID. They relate it to a situation where unelected bureaucrats who have never treated a single patient get up on TV and demand that you unilaterally shut down the entire economic engine of your country, inject poison into your vein, put a mask on your child, put people in camps for not, you know, agreeing to go along with it. Just brutal repressive tactics, sending tanks with armed men with, you know, full camo face mask, riot control gear to shut down a bar that was selling beer without approval with this unconstitutional, again, just by fiat martial law, throwing hairdressers in prison for daring to cut hair when some whatever West African moron from the WHO declares you can't exist anymore. Never in the history of our country have we experienced such Nazi-like Third Reich behavior. And Gina Carano was fired by Disney for pointing that out. Whatever. We can move on. It's just, I mean, I still feel like these people are just getting away with it. I still feel like they're just getting away with it. The fact that firing her wasn't just an injury to her in particular, it was part of the society-wide campaign to silence dissent. Gina Carano is not currently employed by Lucasfilm, and there are no plans for her to be in the future. Nevertheless, her social media posts denigrating people based on their cultural and religious identities are abhorrent and unacceptable. She didn't even work for Lucasfilm. She doesn't even work for us, but we just wanted to let you know we hate her. Thanks, Lucasfilm. How's the movie business going? Yeah. Oh, I have a question. How you doing? How's the receipts looking? How you guys doing? Last I checked, around the time you were firing Gina Carano, you had just taken possession of the most valuable intellectual property in the history of the world. How's that going? How you doing with that? Is that going well? How you doing, Lucasfilms? How you doing, Disney? How you doing? You doing all right? uh, I don't even have the words to express how badly they're doing. I'm sitting here trying to think of words. They'll go down in the history books. Their abysmal failure in every regard will be seen as a, I don't know, some sort of morality tale in the future. That you embraced the dark side. And now you are literally Emperor Palpatine being thrown down the exhaust shaft to your destruction. Now, how'd that work out? How'd that work out, giving your company entirely over to the leftists? I know this isn't that big of a story, but do you realize, have you really stopped to truly take in, comprehend, let it wash over you, just how much we're winning? I mean, if you look back over the last 10 years of InfoWars existence, we have been under relentless attack. You cannot even imagine. I mean, they have spent billions of dollars trying to take us down. We haven't even stumbled, folks. We have expansion plans that are in the works that you're going to be very excited about and might want to go support at thealexjonesstore.com. They've come after us with everything they've got. There is a unified, monolithic conspiracy against us of banks, of big tech companies, of politicians, of international forces. Entire university, like, industries are there just to watch InfoWars to try to counteract us in the information war. And we are still growing. We're still expanding. We're still dominating across all the metrics. I can't even remember the number of mainstream media corpses we've left in our wake. It's like the image. I mean, we're leaving a trail of tears behind us. It's Brian Stelter. It's Don Lemon. It's just CNN as a corporation. It's CBS. It's Stephen Colbert. It's Jon Stewart. It's Oliver Darcy. Just corpse after corpse after corpse after corpse. It's Jezebel. They don't even exist anymore. I have forgotten about them. They're legion. Salon didn't just Salon shut down. Wasn't that a thing at one point? They've had to bail out Vice like 7 times. And it's still a ridiculous failure. Now South Park is making entire episodes about like Nick Fuentes and Andrew Wilson. I mean, folks, South Park makes fun of Michael Jackson and they coined the Streisand effect. And they're making entire episodes about dudes with no institutional support whatsoever sitting in their basement or their living room talking to a webcam and changing the world. Disney is completely collapsing. Lucasfilm, I mean, all of Hollywood is just crumbling into dust as a direct consequence of their DEI obsession. And we're continuing to rise. Folks, we are the culture now. We have won in the sphere of culture. Total victory.
Might as well go to thealexjonesstore.com and get this methylene blue. And I'm not exaggerating when I say this is the best product you guys have ever had. It's just absolutely fantastic.
It's insane.
It'll take me an hour to explain to why. Just go and buy it. I'm expecting 2 bottles tomorrow.
Absolutely. I want to tell the audience a little bit about what to experience on Methylene Blue. I know we've talked about it incessantly. We've had basically every guest take it. We've run ad after ad after ad for it. Talk to your doctor, but as long as you're not on SSRIs, this could be the best thing that you've ever taken. A lot of stuff that's good for you, you take it and it is good for you, but you don't necessarily feel it. Take B12 every single day. You might not necessarily feel it. Maybe if it builds up in your system, you'll start noticing that you have more energy and you're getting sick less often. I understand, but Methylene Blue is one of the few products over the counter out there that you will physically feel within 30 minutes, unless you have supernatural mitochondria health. And it's not just the way that your body feels, even though there are sensations. It's the way that your state of mind completely changes. It doesn't make you a different person. You just realize that your thoughts are more organized, that a veil is lifted, that you have clarity of focus, that you have more energy, but you're not jittery, that there's no crash, that you could still go to sleep if you wanted to, but you don't feel like you're falling asleep every single day. I mean, Methylene Blue is something that I will take for the rest of my life. And you can look into all the studies and the conversations from RFK Jr. to Mel Gibson to Chase Hughes. They've done studies on the effects of Methylene Blue where people take it and then they do red light therapy and the benefits are just absolutely astounding. You're absorbing more oxygen. Your mitochondria are totally fired up. Your body is absorbing more energy from the sun itself. It's like super chlorophyll for a human body. And you'll feel better. And you'll feel the hot blood running through your veins. And you'll understand that you're focused, that you have more energy, and you won't be jittery. And there isn't a come down. It helps your body absorb more of the oxygen that you breathe in. Literally the stuff that life is made of. Isn't it said in Genesis that God breathed life into Adam? Well, this makes you be able to make the most out of God's breath into you. And look, our whole purpose on this earth is to honor God. We are his creation. And so what better way to honor him than becoming the best versions of ourselves? It's called self-actualization. When you actually become all you can potentially become. And our bodily health is part of that. Our intellectual health, our mind health is part of that. And then the good that we do in the world is part of that. And so by going to thealexjonesstore.com right now and getting Methylene Blue, you're fighting for your body and your mind and for humanity at the same time. You're doing what God calls all of us to do. Methylene Blue will be one of the best decisions that you ever make.
Remember that this broadcast is only as powerful as you make it. When you share the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X, on your email list or text message, on other platforms, word of mouth on X, it changes the world. When you share the feed from Infowars.com/show, it changes the world. So remember, Paul Revere's, you're not part of the solution. You are the solution. You're everything. When you share the live feed, when you share the clips of the show, when you send that out to everyone you know, that's the reach, the amplification. That is 99% of this operation. You are the whole shooting match. And the InfoWar is everything. And you are the mind, the bones, the guts, the blood, the will, the soul of the InfoWar. So release your will and power now. Destroy them.
Listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal. It's our Friday edition. And this weekend is going to be a lot of fun. There's a lot of people headed down to Galveston, Texas to attend Ron Paul's 90th birthday party. And I'm very excited for that. So make sure that you are following us on social media. I'll be down there hobnobbing. Is that a word? That's a phrase, right? I'll be hobnobbing, rubbing elbows, and posting a lot, so make sure to follow us on X. Follow at InfoWars Journal, at Real Alex Jones, at Harrison H. Smith, at Owen Schroyer 1776. Please do share the links. Support us however you can. And obviously sharing the links and the clips is the easiest and in many ways the most powerful way to spread the word and help contribute and participate and be a key member of this information war. A key operative in the battle on the battlefield. Like I said, we got a lot of videos to go to and a lot of stories to cover. Here's some good news. Grand jury indicts man who threw cinder blocks at Border Patrol officer during L.A. riots. He now faces up to 20 years in prison. A federal grand jury indicted a man who was caught on video throwing cinder blocks at Border Patrol agents in June during the Los Angeles riots. Jacob Daniel Terrazas, 30, was charged with one count of assault on a federal employee by using a deadly and dangerous weapon, resulting in bodily injury. After repeatedly throwing pieces of cinder block at law enforcement, officers detained Terrazas, who now faces up to 20 years in federal prison if convicted, U.S. Attorney Bill Esaley said. We will not stand by while our brave officers get hurt. If you're thinking of hurting or injuring an officer or agent enforcing immigration laws, think again. It's not worth it. Yeah, they're really they're throwing the book at him. I mean, they're basically charging him with the equivalent of being in the same zip code as the Capitol building on January 6th, 2021. It is good to see this guy be arrested. Thank you. Now, 2 months after the fact, this is the video that we kept playing where there's Border Patrol agents speeding down the road in cars and this guy just standing in the median throwing bricks at the cars as they drive past, just smashing the windshields of federal vehicles as they drive past. In one of these images that, you know, AI couldn't even recreate. Well, one of these situations that is truly beyond explanation. When there's just a guy just very casually in the middle of the day in front of everybody is just picking up cinder blocks and throwing them at cars, and the cars are just driving right past like they don't even see it happening. It's one car after another. It's like, what's happening? What is happening in our country? What is this? You know what I mean? Like, it's different. It's different if it's like in the middle of a riot and everybody's running everywhere and there's flashbangs going off and there's mace filling the air and people are throwing rocks and other people are throwing something else. But it's like when it's just like cars driving down the street and there's just a guy like, oh, that's not a pretty nice rock. Throw that at the cop car. Ah, got it. All right. Grab this next one. Next car just comes driving right by. That guy's about to throw a rock at us. He got us. The next couple of cars. It's middle of the day on film. No attempt to hide it. No attempt to stop him. It's crazy. It's just crazy that nobody just ran him over. Why just run him over? I would have run him over. If it was me, I would have just run him over with my car. Personally, felt good about it. Finally, we have this. Netanyahu aiming to capture Gaza City reverts to risky military strategy. I think that's a comparable, you know, it's a comparison word. It is riskier than just performing airstrikes against the people with no air force. Yeah, it's, you know, it's going to be riskier than that for sure. Throughout the war in Gaza, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel has repeatedly said that he just needs one more military maneuver to finally defeat Hamas. That I just need that one more military maneuver. If we just shoot the people at the aid distribution sites, that'll do it, I think. In April last year, Mr. Netanyahu said Israel was merely one step from victory as long as it captured Rafah, a city in southern Gaza. This March, with Rafah long decimated and Hamas still refusing to surrender, Mr. Netanyahu started a campaign that he promised would finally give Israel victory. When it did not, he launched an even more broad operation in May that, 3 months later, has failed to dislodge Hamas's battered remnants while leaving many Palestinians, civilians, on the brink of starvation. Well, now Mr. Netanyahu is planning another major push after his cabinet voted on Friday to prepare to capture Gaza City, the main city in the enclave. That followed his announcement on Thursday that Israel would finally defeat Hamas by occupying all of Gaza and then handing it to Arab forces that will govern it properly without threatening us. They just say things. It's very funny. It's very funny when they say things like that. The last endeavor, which may take weeks to begin, risks ending the same way all of his previous efforts in a strategic dead end, with Hamas still holding on by its fingertips, Israel hostages still in Hamas's grip, and Palestinian civilians trapped in a dystopian nightmare. Israel captured much of Gaza City in the first months of the war, seizing some areas more than once. They're so good, guys. They're capturing cities more than once. Means they didn't capture it, dummies. before relinquishing it all on the false assumption that Hamas had been defeated. Relinquished it on the false assumption that Hamas had been defeated? What does that mean? I don't know what, I mean, with Israel, it's like they're so dishonest, I don't even know what they're trying to say anymore. You know, God only knows what is happening in their minds. The false assumption Hamas, okay. So now they're saying that they thought Hamas was defeated. Why would they think that? What? They still have your hostages. What do you mean you assume they're defeated? You haven't killed any of them. They still have your hostages. They're still operating in all of the tunnels that weren't affected by your bombing campaign, despite leveling all of Gaza. What do you mean you assumed you had defeated Hamas? What does that even mean? This is how I feel. I feel like you're watching, you know, some sort of, you're watching a basketball game and the coach is saying at halftime, we assumed we won the game already. It's like, what does that even mean? The game isn't over. How could you assume that you've won and you're losing and the points on the board, you're losing. So what are you talking about? What is this even supposed to mean? And it just goes on and on. I'm telling you, it is truly wild. What the hell is going on over there? They seized some areas more than once before relinquishing it all on the false assumption that Hamas had been defeated. All right, whatever you say, guys. In his pledge on Thursday to occupy all of Gaza, Mr. Netanyahu appeared to anticipate and try to soften such criticisms by simultaneously promising that Israel would not seek to control the territory in the long term. that's a good one. Oh, that's very funny. That is very funny. All right. If you just treat them like comedians, it's sort of an absurdist humor, but if you're into that sort of thing, they're sort of the Monty Python of countries. If you treat them in that way, you feel like you're getting slapped by a fish every time you hear him say something. Sorry, I shouldn't spend time on stuff like that, but it's just, but what are they even, they assumed Hamas was defeated. What does that mean? It's just one of those things that's like, all right, if they say Hamas is stealing the food aid, it's like there's a very obvious reason for that. Because they don't want to deliver food aid. They want to starve the people. So they want an excuse as to why they're withholding food, right? Because they know it's not, as the kids say, it's not a good look. You know, starving children, kind of cringe. It's not a good look to starve children. So they need an excuse. So they come up with the excuse of Hamas is stealing the food aid. It's a lie. It's despicable. It's, you know, repeated endlessly despite being observably false. So, I mean, none of that's a surprise. None of that's unique. But at least it's comprehensible. All right, they want to starve people. They want to withhold food. They got to come up with a reason to withhold food. Very simple. Boop, boop, boop. Lie. Ulterior motive. Very simple. What is going on with this other stuff? I mean, what are they even saying? Well, they've captured the city, and then they had to capture it again from themselves, I guess. And then they all left the city because they thought Hamas was defeated, despite the fact that they're withholding food because Hamas steals it all. But they're defeated. We assumed they were defeated, even though we haven't gotten our hostages back. This is what I'm saying. It's like, at a certain point, you get to lies that it's like, there cannot even be a reason why you would say this lie. It doesn't even make sense. None of the lie doesn't make sense. Why you would lie in the first place, it doesn't make sense. What are you covering up? I just don't even get it anymore. I think they're insane. I think they're crazy. Or I'm crazy. And I'm not crazy. So I think they might be the crazy ones in this situation. And I know people are sick of hearing about Israel. Same here, for the love of God. I do want to make a distinction. Here I am talking about what's going on in Gaza. Somebody said yesterday on X, like, you spent the whole show talking about Israel. It's like, First of all, spent the whole show talking about a whole bunch of other crap, including like an hour on the Texas Democrats. So calm down. And also, everything I talked about was exclusively about what America was doing and things that were happening in America. And, you know, Israelis arresting American students for yelling at an IDF soldier and censorship being done to American people by Jewish groups. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry that this has to do with a conflict 1,000 miles away that you don't have anything to do with, but it is in fact affecting America in a variety of different, very powerful ways. And we're going to talk about that. Okay. Sorry. Sorry. We're going to talk about it. But it's just funny when it's like, I'm not even mentioning what's going on in Israel. I'm literally just mentioning what Israel is doing here. And people are like, but this conflict has nothing to do with us. And it's like, then why are they passing laws about it for us in our country? You know what? I think I forgot to grab the video. I retweeted it yesterday. And again, at a certain point, you just, I guess we just have to, I don't know. You don't even want to laugh at it because, I mean, it literally, I mean, it's genocide. So, you know, not the type of thing you're really supposed to laugh at. But at the same time, the claims that they make continuously are so asinine and ridiculous that it is kind of funny, you have to admit. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu now says that the shocking images of Gaza's completely flattened landscape are not the result of months of Israeli bombardment. In fact, they did it to themselves, guys. Gaza blew themselves up. I mean, what am I supposed to say about that? Let's go to this video as soon as we get it pulled in. This is Benjamin Netanyahu saying that the reason that you see flattened buildings all through Gaza is because Hamas did. Now, these are some of the latest images of Gaza from The Guardian. If we can go to my computer screen here, and we can just see the just absolute and complete devastation. Yeah, looks like a nuke went off. Absolutely unimaginable devastation. Here's Benjamin Netanyahu blaming this on Hamas. Let's watch.
In the southern town of Rafah, near the Sinai Desert in Egypt, and that town has been flattened. And you have been accused of genocide. How do you respond to that?
Well, Ambassador Huckabee said, if we're practicing genocide, we're surely doing a very bad job of it, because we could have, you know, basically eliminated the entire population of Gaza, but we went the other direction. We did something that no army in history ever did. We're supplying humanitarian food to the enemy's population because we distinguish between combatants and non-combatants. We put in 2 million tons of food. I mean, if we wanted to commit genocide, we wouldn't give 2 million tons of food to the population. And also, the reason you see the flattened buildings is because Hamas booby traps every single building. So when we come in, we first have the population moved, even though Hamas tries to keep them in the combat zones. But after they move and we start to move into the neighborhoods that are now populated only by terrorists, they ignite these booby traps. So what we do is we put in an APC, an armored personnel carrier, with a lot of explosives, detonate it. It sets off all the booby traps, and the buildings begin to collapse as a result of that. They're empty buildings. They're not populated buildings.
The reason that the buildings are flattened is because Hamas booby traps every single building. I mean, what are you even supposed to say? They're doing, it's not a genocide. Sorry, why wasn't it a genocide? Because they're feeding the population. 2 million tons of food. Is that what he said? I don't believe that in the first place. I mean, I know it's cliche and it's obvious, but like, did Auschwitz have food by any chance? Guys, can we look this up? Did Auschwitz serve food to the prisoners in Auschwitz? So I guess that wasn't a genocide. Stupid us. Here we are thinking the Holocaust was a genocide, but Hitler was feeding the Jews food. Who would do that if they're committing a genocide? That doesn't make any sense. How could it be a genocide if he's providing them housing and food and a swimming pool and an orchestra and a maternity ward? Benjamin Netanyahu announces the Nazis never committed genocide because of all the food they gave to the Jews. Yes, prisoners at Auschwitz received food. Well, what the hell? Well, what the heck, you guys? People keep telling me that there was some sort of genocide that happened in World War II. Now you're telling me there wasn't? Now Benjamin Netanyahu is enlightening me to the real definition of genocide? I'm amazed. I'm shocked. Great point. Great point, Netanyahu. By the way, he's lying. I don't know if you needed, I mean, about literally everything he's saying, all of it just 100% absolute lies. Do you want to know how the Israelis really deal with booby traps? If you had to guess, what do you think the Israeli tactic for dealing with booby-trapped houses is? Do you think it's to safely remove all of the civilians and then use a robotic APC to detonate bombs to safely clear the area after ensuring that every civilian is outside of the blast zone? Or do you think they strap civilians to the front of their APCs and drive them into the buildings? What do you think is more in line with the Israeli character? It is just truly beyond like explanation. From the AP, Israeli use of human shields in Gaza was systematic. Soldiers and former detainees tell the AP, and this has been going on forever, but this is from May of this year. The only time the Palestinian man wasn't bound or blindfolded, he said, was when he was used by Israeli soldiers as their human shield, dressed in army fatigues with a camera fixed to his forehead. Ayman Abu Hamadan was forced into houses in the Gaza Strip to make sure they were clear of bombs and gunmen, he said. When one unit finished with him, he was passed to the next. They beat me and told me, you have no other option. Do this or we'll kill you, the 36-year-old told the Associated Press, describing the 2.5 weeks he was held last summer by the Israeli military in northern Gaza. Orders often came from the top, and at times, nearly every platoon used a Palestinian to clear locations, said an Israeli officer speaking on the condition of anonymity for fear of reprisal. Several Palestinians and soldiers told the AP that Israeli troops are systematically forcing Palestinians to act as human shields in Gaza, sending them into buildings and tunnels to check for explosives or militants. The dangerous practice has become ubiquitous during 19 months of war, they said. So... It's like so far beyond just lying. It's such an inversion of reality. It's just crazy. It's just crazy, man. They bomb Gaza to smithereens and say, actually, Hamas did that. Actually, that was Hamas bombing themselves. Actually, we very carefully remove all of the civilians. We strap them to the front of APCs, use them as human shields. And the pain that puts us through is just... Let's go to clip number 14 here. Marjorie Taylor Greene is going off on AIPAC. Obviously, she came out saying the Republican Party has lost its way. It has been co-opted by Israel and is killing itself to serve their interests. And so, of course, AIPAC had to prove her right immediately. Let's watch.
Go ahead and be straight and honest about this. I'm absolutely furious. And as a matter of fact, AIPAC needs to register as a foreign lobbyist because they're breaking U.S. laws by donating to members of Congress and by taking them on a fully funded trip to Israel every single freshman member of Congress's year. They just took them over just recently and had them meet with the prime minister of Israel. But let's frame that correctly. They take them over to meet with the secular government of nuclear-armed Israel. Israel, who is in less than $400 billion in debt. Israel, who has taxpayer-funded health care and college. Israel is not hurting, and they've already proven that they are more than capable of not only defending themselves, but annihilating their enemies to the point of genocide. And that's what's happening in Gaza. And Matt, the reason why AIPAC is attacking me is because I dared to tell the truth. Well, Matt, you and I are good friends. We served together in Congress, and you know that I have taken zero money from AIPAC. As a matter of fact, I am so unapologetically American, I have a sign on the door of my office that tells all lobbyists, foreign lobbyists, to stay out of my office and that they have to follow the law. They have to follow the law and register as a foreign lobbyist and be clear about what country they represent, because I represent America. As a matter of fact, I've been saying America first for a long time, but I'm getting to the point of saying America only. And I'll tell you why, Matt. It's because pretty much if you're under the age of 40, you have no hope for the future. We're $37 trillion in debt. People can't afford to buy a house. They can't afford rent. They can't afford insurance. They can't afford their bills. And we have HB1 visas stealing all these American jobs. And I'm sick and tired and fed up with it. So if AIPAC, who donates, by the way, to more Democrats than Republicans, as a matter of fact, they're all for Democrats, but they do donate to Republicans as well. But listen, if AIPAC wants to come after me and accuse me of betraying my American values, AIPAC, you know what? You can bring it on. I am totally ready for this. And this is a fight that I will fight, and I will give it my all. And I can guarantee you, you're going to lose, because America is fed up, Matt. They're fed up to hear with funding foreign wars, funding foreign causes, funding foreign countries for foreign reasons that have nothing to do with Americans, while Americans work their ass off every day and pay their taxes and come home and they're living paycheck to paycheck and their credit cards are maxed out. I don't care anymore. I honestly don't care. So I'll burn this bridge to the ground and I will let the flames light the way. And because this is a fight that needs to happen.
If we were
100% Marjorie Taylor Greene, AIPAC attacks Representative Greene for breaking with Republicans on Israel. Disgusting. You know, it's not just Mike Johnson that's in Israel meeting with the, you know, West Bank settler terrorist organizations who are systematically committing genocide against Christians and Muslims in the area. 25 congressional freshmen are there today, all representing combined several million dollars of AIPAC foreign lobbying fund. Yeah, Registrum is a foreign agency. Been saying it for years.
Just got in my methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, USP grade, from thealexjonesstore.com. And I've heard all the rants and raves about this. I'm real interested to see how I'm going to feel. I'm going to do a third dropper and then some water right now. And I am going to see, yeah, that's plenty. Maybe that's a little bit more. I'm going to mix this up. And excited to see how this is going to work. So after I fully drink this, I will let everybody know the effects of, hopefully, of what is the unlimited power. What's going on, Xers? Jay Rocket here. Just giving y'all an update. It's been an hour past doing the one dropper of the ultramethylene blue USB grade. AlexJonesStore.com. Currently at the gym right now, and it's hard to explain what I feel, other than I do feel the mental clarity. I don't have any cloudy thoughts. My focus seems relaxed, but very on point. And the energy kind of feels clean. No jittery, things like that. I haven't really felt any tingling or anything. Maybe if I'll probably take an extra dropper next time. This is on an empty stomach as well, so definitely feel just cool, calm, and collected, but very focused, very centralized. It's a very calm zen feeling. So if you haven't gotten to try this stuff yet, y'all need to go to the Alex Jones store alexjones.com and get your methylene blue today.